Hello, everybody. Welcome to the story of the week. And this week we are learning a story about the famous Rabbi Akiva. Now, why is it a special time to learn about Rabbi Akiva? Does anybody know? The answer is, and maybe some of you knew this, because during Sfiras HaOmer, it's a time that we think a lot about Rabbi Akiva, especially on Lag BaOmer, which is coming up in 13 days from the time that I'm recording this story, that will be Lag BaOmer, the day that Rabbi Akiva's students stopped dying from the, unfortunately, Rahman al-Utslan, terrible plague. And that's really something about our story today. So I'm going to start off by telling you a story about Rabbi Akiva when he was younger, and then we'll learn the lost secret of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was actually descended from Gerim, from people who were not Jewish and became Jewish. And he was very poor, and he did not know hardly any Torah at all. Unfortunately, when he was growing up, he did not have the opportunity to learn, as probably most of you learn in the beautiful school, cheder, yeshiva katana, or yeshiva gadola, wherever you learn. But unfortunately, Akiva did not have that opportunity. He was a shepherd, and he worked for a very, very, very wealthy man named Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was one of the richest Jewish people in the world at that time. The Gemara talks about him. He had so much money, he could have fed and clothed and given housing to perhaps all the Jews for quite a while. He was so wealthy. So he had probably many, many shepherds to take care of his many, many, many sheep and goats. And one of them was Akiva. Now, Kalba Savua also had a daughter named Rachel. She was a very, very wonderful young lady. And Kalba Savua looked forward to the day that she would get married. And he thought, I will make sure that for my daughter, I will find a wonderful Talmud Chacham, someone who knows a lot of Torah, and perhaps is from a very wealthy family, just like I'm wealthy, and has many wonderful midos, and so forth. And this was his plan. So wasn't he so surprised when one day his daughter, Rachel, said, Tati, I would like to marry Akiva. And Kalba Savua said, what? Akiva, you mean that shepherd who works for me, who is so ignorant, he doesn't know hardly any Torah at all, he's so poor, why in the world would you want to marry such a person? I have in mind for you that you should marry a great Talmud Chacham, a great Torah scholar from a very wealthy family who has all sorts of wonderful good midos and so forth. His daughter said, Tati, Akiva has wonderful midos. I know that he doesn't know hardly any Torah. I know that he's very poor, but I could see that he has wonderful, wonderful midos and a very, very special neshama. No, absolutely not, said her father. There's no way that you're going to marry such a person. No, you are a person from a wealthy family, and you have to marry somebody of a high level in society, somebody who's wealthy and learned. Absolutely not. Rachel said, I'm sorry, Tati, but that is my plan. What? Said Kalba Savua. Well, in that case, I will not help you at all. You will not live in my house anymore. And as far as I'm concerned, you're on your own. And sure enough, that's what happened. Rachel did marry Akiva, And her father no longer helped her, took care of her in any way, and had nothing to do with her. Well, sure enough, Akiva was very ignorant. He really couldn't learn anything. He hardly knew anything about Judaism, about Yiddishkeit, about Torah mitzvahs. But as Rachel understood, he was a special person. And she encouraged him to try to learn. And he did try to learn. He tried and he tried and he tried. But he just could not seem to do it. And even when he was 40 years old, he could barely read the Aleph Beis. And so it went until one day, while Akiva was shepherding the sheep, he happened to notice a place where there was a stream coming down a hill or a mountain, and there was one spot where water was dripping from this stream, one drop at a time, onto a rock. And Akiva took a look, and he noticed something very unusual, that this drop, drip, drip, drop of the water over probably many, many years had actually made a hole in the rock. And he thought, how amazing. Water is so soft. A rock is so hard. And yet, drop by drop, little by little, day after day, week and month and year after year, this water has made a hole in this rock. Well, said Akiva, if so, then I'm sure that Torah, which is compared to water, can make a hole into my rock-hard brain. That is, that just like my brain seems like a rock, it can't seem to absorb anything, I can't seem to learn anything, but and water is so soft, how will it come into my brain? But little by little, if I am patient, just like this dripping over weeks and months and years, and maybe even centuries, and made a hole in this rock, so too, Torah can go into my mind and into my heart. And so he was encouraged and began to learn even more and try even more. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Kamatz Aleph, Oh, Kamatz Beis, Ba, until finally he began to really make progress. And sure enough, with Rachel's encouragement and her Mesiras Nefesh, that she put aside everything to encourage Akiva and help him to learn, sent him off to yeshiva. Sure enough, after 12 years in yeshiva, Akiva had become such a great Talmud Chacham that he had 12,000 students, and later he had 24,000 students. And these 24,000 students are the famous 24,000 students that unfortunately, all except for five of them, passed away in a terrible makkah, a terrible plague during the days of the Omer. And now, for part two of the story, the lost secret of Rabbi Akiva. How was it that these students passed away? Did you know that one of the main things that Rabbi Akiva taught was V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah? Love your fellow Jew as yourself. This is one of the great principles, one of the greatest parts, one of the greatest foundations of the Torah. Well, why did Rabbi Akiva's students pass away, those 24,000, except for five? Because the Gemara tells us they did not have respect for each other. So we are wondering, how could it be? Rabbi Akiva was teaching his students, one of the main things, most important things is loving your fellow Jew like yourself. And yet, they could not have enough respect for each other that they passed away. So many of them passed away. How could it be? So perhaps the explanation is that Rabbi Akiva had a secret that unfortunately almost all of his students did not know about and did not learn. You see, Rabbi Akiva's students understood his teachings the way they each understood his teachings. Each one understood his teachings a little bit differently. And each one thought that the way they understood his teachings was the right way. And they were very dedicated students of Rabbi Akiva. So they thought, well, this is really the right way. I'm a student of Rabbi Akiva, and I have to insist that this is what Rabbi Akiva meant. And therefore, when they saw that one of their fellow students didn't understand this way, they said, I can't have respect for this person because they're not learning Rabbi Akiva's lessons the right way. Well, what was the secret that they had lost or maybe never learned? That when it comes to our fellow Jew, we have to understand that he may see things differently than me. I might not agree with that other person, but I still have absolute love for that other person. And even though they may not even be such a great person, maybe they're a person that doesn't do everything right. Maybe they're a person that does some averas, and they should certainly try to fix that, and I should try to encourage them. But still, that doesn't affect how I need to love every single Jew. And this was Rabbi Akiva's secret, perhaps, that unfortunately these 24,000 students did not learn, that even if we disagree with a person, and even if we see some things that are not good about a person, but inside is a neshama. The neshama is part of Hashem. Just like my neshama is part of Hashem, and just like your neshama is part of Hashem. And I can love the person because of that. Even if they don't act exactly the right way, or they get something wrong, the way I understand it, or maybe really wrong. But still, inside is a neshama. The neshama is part of Hashem, and therefore I need to love them because of that. And this is the secret of Rabbi Akiva, perhaps, which his students did not know, and which caused, unfortunately, this terrible plague. But now that we are all learning this secret, now we can fix up what was wrong before. And by adding in our obvious Yisrael love of our fellow Jew, we can bring the Geula immediately, hopefully right away, through lots and lots of Avos Yisrael, and through lots and lots of learning about Mashiach and redemption and Geula. And by this way, with good midos and more Torah and mitzvahs, hopefully we will have the Geula today, actually. Thank you for joining us. All the best.